Be here, bringing books to life. Vision without sight.
The Cosmic Footlights. Written by Daniel Wilmot and produced by Be Here.
In a galaxy where theatre is forbidden, media barons flood the airwaves with non-stop reality shows. One defiant acting troupe travels across the stars, its ragtag performers determined to bring live theatre to the universe and preserve the ancient traditions of good entertainment.
In the days when the stars were formed and mankind was but a child in the eyes of the universe, all human life was confined to one solitary planet. But man's curiosity overcame him. He longed to travel, explore the galaxies beyond his own. He built rockets, ships, satellites, made movies full of aliens with funny-shaped foreheads and even funnier-sounding names. And then, one day, when his genius was
at its peak...
Stop!
Seriously, could you stop, please?
What? What did I do this time?
You spoke. You opened your mouth and actual audible sound came out.
And that's bad?
Do you want me to answer that with words, or can I just howl?
Yeah, she's a bit harsh, isn't she, sir?
Shh, Sergeant, keep the curtain still. He'll see us.
Well, I thought I sounded great.
Yeah, and if I was deaf or lobotomised, I'd think so too. Look, why don't we start at the beginning, yes? What is your motivation?
Hey, I'm a movie star. I don't do motivation.
Yes, you do. I just said so. Now, this play's about how we went from living on one planet to colonising a universe full of aliens, light speed and highly tacky death rays. You're telling the story and you want me to listen to it.
Yes,
so
but...
So make me want to listen to it.
Get ready to open the curtains.
OK, let's get this straight. Little Miss Hoity-toity director woman. I'm a green world celebrity. I've got fans screaming for me across 52 solar systems. I've starred in more movies than you can count stars in the sky. And you're telling me you don't want to listen to me?
I tell you what, Mr. Crush. I'll listen to you as much as you like, but anything you do say may be given in evidence. Sergeant?
Lads!
Hey, why is there a SWAT team interrupting my audition?
Mr. Paris Crush, in case the heavily armed officers now surrounding you don't give it away, you're under arrest.
What? How did...
It's called a setup, mate. Look it up.
Wait. You're not a movie director.
Nope.
Damn it. I liked that script.
What, really? Because I wrote it myself.
Yes,
and...
yes, it was fantastic. Now, can
Hang on, Jed, I want to hear this.
You can hear it later when he's in a cell. Sergeant?
Oh, do we have to lock him up, sir?
Excuse me?
Well, it's just the wife loves these films. She'd be really upset if
Sergeant, we... Sergeant, this man is a criminal. Will you please just...
Watch out!
Should have known it wouldn't be that easy.
He's got a gun? Why didn't you tell me he had a gun?
He's not supposed to have one.
You know what they say? Never meet a movie director without a good laser pistol.
Get behind the stage. Return fire.
Come here, darling.
Hey, let go of me. I thought you said you liked my script.
Now, I'm sure you've all seen me do the typical hostage scene before.
Paris, let her go.
Yeah, saying that doesn't usually work, remember?
I said let her go.
Back off.
Look, if you let me go, I'll write you another script. How's that?
I mean it. Back off, all of you, or I'm going to zap this girl's head like a great big...